The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new. So step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The further that we get from the election, the more honest Democrats are becoming about it. And now they're saying the same things that Republicans said in the moment, but 6 months later. Tim Walz was speaking at the Harvard Kennedy Institute of Politics and fully admitted in front of everyone that he was chosen as Kamala Harris's running mate to be the milquetoast white guy who could talk to other white guys. Here is the video of him saying that, and after that, I'm going to show you the Republicans' reaction to what he says, because it's pretty funny. As always, guys, please like and subscribe the video so I can go afford a hair transplant. Here we go.
Look, my job was to do it. Look, I knew I was on the ticket. I would argue because we did a lot of amazing progressive things in Minnesota to improve people's lives. But I also was on the ticket, quite honestly, you know, because I could code talk to white guys watching football, fixing their truck, doing that I could put them at ease. I was the permission structure to say, look, you can do this and vote for this. And you look across those swing states, with the exception of Minnesota, we didn't get enough of those votes.
But you could be giving them permission on TV every day. You could have been messaging that way, and that isn't necessarily how it shook out.
Well, yes, but I also said I understand myself. I said I think I'll give you pretty good stuff, but I'll also give you 10% problematic. And so somebody's got to make the decision here to handle some of this stuff and to make it. And those are just decisions that were made. And I think after the fact, it is not second guessing or anything. I think it's fair to go back on and look at this. Look, we had the most qualified person who'd run for president in this country's history at the top of the ticket. That in itself should have got this thing won.
That knucklehead, Tim Walz. What's obviously hilarious about what he's saying in that video is that they could not have chosen a worse spokesperson for white men, for like the manly men. He talks about white men. I think it was men in general, but certainly white men, they had a massive, massive disparity who voted for Trump over Kamala Harris. But Tim Walz was awful. He was so bad. And Scott Jennings at CNN, he's great. Everyone knows it. He made the exact same point in a pretty funny way. Here's that.
I think when your signature move is jazz hands, you're not as up on the white guy code maybe as you think you are. I mean, everything about this guy, from the choice, which was made, I think Schermichael's correct, which was made out of weakness all through his campaign appearances, and now in the aftermath, I just don't think there's ever been anybody in recent political history in over their head more than Tim Walz.
And did you meet Dan Quayle?
It is amazing to me. It is amazing to me. Well, he served a term, did he not?
Yeah, and then lost a second.
It is amazing to me that Democrats elevated this guy and that he continues to believe that he is going to be a leader of this party in 2028. The problems that the Democrats have with middle America, white men, working class men, if this is the road we're going down, the code talker Tim Walz are only going to get worse for Democrats.
So here's what I realized when Scott Jennings was talking, when I saw this clip. Tim Walz is a DEI hire 100%. I know that we talk a lot about the incompetent gay or black woman a lot with DEI. We saw it a lot in the Biden administration, but this is DEI too, guys. Just like Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris was 100%. It was a DEI ticket all the way down. Tim Walz, Kamala Harris, all the people that they talked about being in their administration were all DEI. But the only reason, and this is really the definition of DEI, the only reason Tim Walz was chosen as the VP nominee to Kamala Harris was to talk to white people as a white person. It wasn't on merit. It's not because he's likable or because he's got a great resume. You know, it's because of his white skin. And the reason why I say it can't be because of his merit and his resume is he is awful. He is so condom Tim, as people call him. And that's just one thing. He's literally a pathological liar. So again, DEI didn't earn it. That is Tim Walz to a T. And I think Tim Walz is probably the worst VP pick in living memory. I'm not an expert on VPs. I'm sure there's been some bad ones, but I can't think of anyone as bad as Tim Walz. I mean, just awful. And here's the thing too. Usually VPs don't matter. The pick does not matter. Even though VP picks can, they're never going to be a positive, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But they could be a negative occasionally. And that was certainly the case for Tim Walz since he was a pathological liar. He lied about everything. I mean, literally everything. He went to China like a bajillion times. Like, this guy was weird. And of course, he did the exact opposite of what he was supposed to do. He talked about football. If any of you are football fans, you know this. He talked about football like he was an 8-year-old girl trying to imitate her dad. That is what he sounded like. Like, he kind of got it right, but it's like no one really talks that way. It's cute, but it doesn't really speak to other men, if that makes sense. So looking at Tim Walz's future, it's kind of an interesting thing to think about because I think a lot of people out there are talking about Tim Walz could really be the future of the Democrat Party. I've heard it said. It's a lot of Democrats have been talking about it. The Democrat Party is full of people who are crazies, and we know this, but some of the crazies are a little scary. Like, they're all crazy. They're all nuts. But that doesn't mean that they couldn't win elections. Like, people were talking about Michelle Obama throwing her hat in the race before Kamala Harris. I was nervous about that, and I think a lot of conservatives rightfully so were. She's crazy, but for some reason, she packs a punch a bit. You know, I don't know if she would have won, but it's a cause for concern. I think of other people like AOC, Gavin Newsom. They've got some things going for them. Again, crazy. Do I think that they would win in a matchup against like J.D. Vance? I'm not for sure, but they have some things going for them. They could theoretically win elections, but Tim Walz is not one of those people. He could run for president 1,000 times and never win. He is that bad, so I hope that they run him. That's the goal, and they keep him involved until he's the same age as Biden was. Speaking of Democrats, guys, who could run for president 1,000 times and never win, Jasmine Crockett released this new video, it's on TikTok, about how Americans could never comprehend having illegals sent to their country. It could never happen. That is hard to understand. And how immigrants deserve more rights than natural-born Americans. Here we go.
As far as I'm concerned, you randomly kidnapping folk and you throwing them out of the country against their civil rights, against their constitutional rights. And frankly, how would they feel if some other country decided that they were going to just start throwing people randomly in our country? Like, that is absolutely insane. So, yes, all I got to say is y'all need to get these fools out of here.
Yeah, let me think about that for a second. How would I feel if other countries just sent 11 million immigrants to my country? I'd feel exactly like I feel right now because guess what, Jasmine? That happened. That actually happened over the last 4 years under your party's administration. Like, is she being for real? Like, how do you say something so tone deaf, so unaware as that? And the thing is, this is not conjecture either. We know exactly what she's saying happened. We had Venezuelan criminals basically sent to our country, to our southern border, because the prisons in Venezuela were too overfilled. That is a fact. They were literally exporting their criminals to our country, which supposedly is what Jasmine Crockett is saying we have done to El Salvador. That's who she's talking about. And again, she's asking, how would we feel? Like, she does not realize that this has happened. The other crazy thing about this, though, is what she is saying is she is actually admitting in that video that we shouldn't like that. that that's not something to be desired. And the problem with that is Trump's like number one policy. That was his whole platform, not just in his first, you know, his first term, but this term as well. And it's a platform that Democrats denied for years. They denied it was happening, but they also denied it was even something to be concerned about. And she is actively admitting in that it's a bad thing. She's totally on board, not because, again, not because of Americans, not because they were suffering, but because there was some supposed suffering in El Salvador. She cares more about El Salvador than America. That's what she's saying. The other inconsistency with what she said is El Salvador isn't trying to send the deported citizens back. Like, she's acting like this is an awful thing for El Salvador. Bukele, their president, said he will not send the deported people back. So it's not like El Salvador is just begging the United States, please take them back. No, he has met with Trump. He's like, no, I'm not doing that. He's a criminal. He's in jail. So Jasmine Crockett basically messed up every single fact of that story and exposed herself, in my opinion, as a traitor, a full-blown traitor at the same time. Because, again, she's talking about how she cares more about El Salvador than America. And at the same time shows that she has no idea what's been happening in our country for the last 4 years. It's a tough toss-up. It's like, does she not know? Or is she just that brash, that bold in lying? You can decide. You can tell me in the comments what you think, because I really don't know. She strikes me as a not very smart person. So she could have just said that, not realizing the contradiction that she had. But at the same time, I don't know how you get to her position in the Democrat Party without being somewhat intelligent, somewhat savvy. And so to hear something like that is just mind-blowing to me. And by the way, people are saying about her that she's going to be the new fresh face of the Democrat Party. She is not. I just do not see it. She's so dumb. She's so incompetent. She's not smart. Therefore, I think that we need to push our best to make her the next presidential nomination for Democrats, Jasmine Crockett for 2028. I know a lot of you guys enjoy reading, so I wanted to introduce you to my book, A New Cult. It's on the bookshelf over there. I talk about how the left has literally devolved into a cult. I talk about the Jasmine Crocketts of the world, the AOCs, all of them, and I tell some crazy stories. I know you'll enjoy reading it. I had a great time writing it. Go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, you guys. Please like and subscribe so that this video can be seen by other great patriots like yourself, and you can watch another video right here.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.